In this video, we are talking about putting a fire under teachable leaders. I do not mean pressuring people, shaming people, or forcing people into ministry. I mean awakening the calling of faithful people who may have been sitting quietly for years. Many churches have hidden leaders. They are not always the loudest people in the room. They may not hold the most formal titles, but they are faithful, humble, prayerful, trusted, and willing to learn. A teachable leader is someone who says, I may not know everything, but I am willing to grow. That posture is powerful. 2 Timothy 2:2 gives us a ministry multiplication pattern. Paul tells Timothy to entrust what he has learned to faithful people who will be able to teach others also. Notice the word faithful. God often builds renewal through faithful people who are available for training. A legacy church may need to identify elders, deacons, board members, volunteers, young adults, retirees, Bible study hosts, hospitality leaders, and care servants who can grow into new ministry responsibility. Putting a fire under teachable leaders means giving them a pathway, not just saying, help more, but saying, would you consider training? Would you pray about a ministry role? Would you join a CLI learning cohort? Would you apprentice under a mentor? Would you help us rebuild visitation, prayer, efficient ministry, chaplaincy care, or discipleship? This gives calling somewhere to go. Here is a ministry example. A church had a quiet woman who prepared meals after every funeral. She knew grieving families. She remembered names. She prayed while she cooked. A leader invited her into funeral care training. Over time, she became part of a grief care team that followed up with families after services. She was already serving. Training helped her serve with more confidence. A common mistake is waiting for leaders to nominate themselves. Many humble leaders will not do that. They need someone to see them, name their gifts, and invite them forward. A revitalized church does not merely fill positions. It fans into flame the gifts God has already placed in the body.